This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last three decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number, as always, on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. And as always, we love hearing from you. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our second segment, and we'll be speaking to Brent Hunter at the bottom of the hour. I'm really looking forward to talking to Brent. I first heard of Brent about Brent from his partner, I think his wife, and she sent me some of his books. I started reading his books, and I was really intrigued. One of his books is called The Ring. He's got multiple books, by the way. His website is brenthunter.tv. Brenthunter.tv. He's got multiple books, and she sent me, his partner sent me out The Rainbow Bridge, which is a very intriguing book, and I wanted to talk to him about that. But then I started to dive into Brent's work, and it turns out that he specializes in critical thinking. That's his thing. He calls it knowledge management, and or KM, and his book is called The Power of KM, and he studies and he teaches how to do knowledge management. And I was talking to Brent this morning, and I was like, you know, that's exactly what we're all about. He says, you're about knowledge management? I said, no, we're about critical thinking. He's calling it knowledge management. I call it critical thinking. And I have said this from day one with what's going on in the world today, and really for everything. We have to be critical thinkers. You cannot have an effective life that just falls off the table into your lap. You've got to structure it, and that structuring a good, successful, effective, productive, happy, high-quality life requires the ability to critically think. Brent talks about a pyramid of knowledge of how we get information. I guess you would say the pyramid. He calls it the wisdom pyramid, and it starts off with a base of data, which is just raw. And then information, which is then structured in form, information. And then on top of information is the use of information, which is knowledge. And then at the top you have wisdom. He calls it the wisdom pyramid, I believe. Which is as fundamental as it gets when it comes to understanding information. You know, all the stuff that's going on in the news today in terms of science, so-called science, is a bad use of information. It's an inartful use of information. By the way, Brent defines wisdom as the art of knowledge, which is so fascinating to me because knowledge and art seem like they would be opposites. Science and art seem like they're opposites, but they're not. There's an art of knowledge, and they become unified as wisdom. Wisdom, to me, is knowledge made practical. I always define wisdom as using knowledge, how to effectively use knowledge. He calls it the art of knowledge. Same idea. Anyway, we'll talk to Brent about the power of critical thinking, or as he calls it, the power of KM. And then we will get to, and also the Rainbow Bridge, his website, brenthunter.tv. Lots of good stuff there. And then he's got a lot of YouTube videos, too. We'll talk to him in our third segment and get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. So one of the things Brent told me about, and we're going to explore this, is this idea of coming to stability. And when he talked about coming back to stability, he has an interesting technique for getting there. Actually, he told me about it. I found it very life-changing. But getting back to stability is something we really want to do in this crazy, crazy time. I don't like dating the programs that I do, because these programs stay up for years and years and years. But today is the day after, and there is a lot of angst, and there's a lot of anxiety, and there's a lot of stress, and there's a lot of worry, and there's a lot. It's so important now more than ever to activate the parasympathetic nervous system, the calming nervous system, the rest and digest nervous system, the relaxation nervous system, where we grow, where we repair, where we accumulate information, where we make good decisions. All of that occurs at the prefrontal cortex, the front of your brain. All of that occurs at the front of your brain when you're safe. We have to learn to feel safe. That's one of the cool things about critical thinking, is when you analyze data, you automatically go into safety mode because you're activating the prefrontal cortex. You're leaving the reptilian brain simply by critically thinking. You take energy away from the amygdala in the back of your brain, the reptilian brain, the so-called reptilian brain, the fight or flight brain, simply by critical thinking. And you take and you redirect blood flow, you redirect electricity, you redirect energy to the prefrontal cortex by critically thinking. I'm not talking about thinking in circles. I'm talking about using good thinking skills to get to wisdom, going up the hierarchy from data to information to knowledge to wisdom. So critical thinking can help, and being still can help. Learning to be still. Blaise Pascal, the famous mathematician, philosopher, said, all of man's problems can be, and I'm paraphrasing here, all of man's problems can be reduced to his inability to sit in a room alone and by himself. You ever notice how people are always doing stuff? You know why we're always doing stuff? Let me tell you why we're always doing stuff. And almost everybody always does stuff. Can't stay still. Hardest thing is for people to meditate or go to sleep. We have an insomnia epidemic. We have a lack of meditation epidemic that's related to it. We have a doing epidemic. And all of it is related to an inability to sit still. And the reason we can't sit still is because we're operating, as Thoreau said, with a baseline level of desperation and anxiety. All of us we're born into this situation, unless we meditate, or, you know, I should say all of us, but the vast majority of us, unless we've worked on this, are operating with low levels of angst. And as soon as we stop moving, all that angst comes out. As long as we're moving, as long as we're moving around, we don't see the angst. That's why you probably know people that always got to be doing stuff. Probably, you know, many of us are like that. I'm like that. Unless I really motivate to sit still. At this point, I practice it for so long. But I understand what that is. I guarantee you, people who are always feeling like they're doing, have to do something, they're the same people who can't sleep, and they're the same people who can't meditate. So learning to be still, and that requires being able to do the one thing that human beings hate to do. You know that one thing that human beings hate to do, and everything is a derivative of? We hate to feel uncomfortable. We don't like any kind of discomfort. Now, we can determine what discomfort is. I think it's this low level of fear and survival thing. But we don't like the feeling uncomfortable. We'll do anything to not feel uncomfortable. We'll move from the time we get up in the morning to the time we get up at night so we don't have to feel uncomfortable. Because as soon as we think about our credit card bills or our relationships or our jobs or our family, whatever, politics, we start to feel uncomfortable, and we don't like feeling uncomfortable. Imagine how powerful you could be if you could deal with feeling uncomfortable. And in fact, that is one of the best exercises you could ever be, and it will give you psychic power, psychological power, the way lifting weights will give you physical power. Being able to practice feeling uncomfortable without running away from it will allow you to meditate, it will allow you to fall asleep, and it will allow you to relax. We want to learn to feel uncomfortable, and the best way to do that is to hack into your parasympathetic nervous system. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Brent and Hunter coming up in our third segment. We'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll have Brent Hunter at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls this segment. There's so much I want to talk about when it comes to fats. I did get a little took a little digression there because of all the stuff that's going on in the news today, and learning to activate the parasympathetic nervous system is really important when it comes to health, when it comes to growth, when it comes to repair. Just like fats are important for growth and repair, and when it comes to health, so is the parasympathetic nervous system. Because we can't utilize our fats correctly, we can't utilize our biochemistry correctly if we're constantly sympathetic. The human body is not designed to be constantly sympathetic, but we have designed an environment, a political environment, a government environment, a legal environment, and most importantly, a media environment. Media is just a fascinating word. I'll talk about that here in a second. We've designed an environment that is almost intentionally formulated to get us sympathetic. And that's especially true about what's called media. Media comes from the word middle. Media is so evil, potentially, and actually, but it doesn't have to be. Although I don't even know. Media is the middle ground, the middleman. It takes information and then turns it any which way it wants for its own manipulative techniques and gives it to you and me. That's called media. That's why they call it the media, the middle. It's the middleman of information. Turn off the news. If you are freaking out about anything, turn off the news. Please, please, please understand the news is designed to make you feel freaked out. And we're addicted to the news because we're addicted to the freak out. That's why all this fear is everywhere. We're addicted to it because it spikes our cortisol and makes us feel alive. The trick is to feel alive without, to feel alive consciously, to feel alive with intent. That brings you joy. Feeling alive with content, with intent brings you joy. Feeling alive with fear makes you freak out. And most of us are feeling alive through fear, not through joy. If you feel alive through fear, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be scared. You'll be in fear. You'll be sympathetic. Your blood pressure will go up. You'll be at more risk for cancer and viral infections. That's how you know it's a scam. This whole, and by the way, we're going to be talking about this whole thing tomorrow with our guest Dylan Howard. I don't want to get too political here, but you can tell that there's something wrong because the fear that's being induced is going to make you more susceptible. The fear that's being induced is going to make you more susceptible. Do you know you wouldn't know anything about who was running for president or what they were saying or what kind of lies somebody was telling or what kind of character somebody had or whatever it was, and you wouldn't know anything about infections, you wouldn't know anything about viruses if you didn't watch the news. It's news created. It's media created. And it's because we don't understand knowledge, how to run our brains, how to run our minds, how to run our nervous systems. Our nervous system, by the way, is also media. Media is like an external nervous system. We have given our power of our nervous system, of our ability to sense what's out there, to talking heads, to television, to other people. We've deprived ourselves of our personal authority and sovereignty to decide what is so. And we've been bred to do that way for generations. This program is about waking up. Opening your eyes, your not just your eyes that see the physical world, although those too, but your psychic eyes, so you can see what's out there in terms of information, in terms of belief systems, in terms of programming. It's a really cool book called The Biology of Belief, and it's not that biology of belief. That's a great book too by Bruce Lipton. There's another book called The Biology of Belief, which literally talks. The Biology of Belief, Bruce Lipton, is more theoretical, or more big picture, I should say. And this other book, which I'm looking for as I'm here, I can't seem to find it. I was reading it this morning. It's about literally how our biology forms the structures of our physiology. And as Freud said, physiology is destiny. Physiology or anatomy is destiny. How our body is structured is how our is going to be our destiny. And we control that with our beliefs, our thoughts about what is so. So activate that parasympathetic nervous system by using critical thinking, by slow deep breathing, by muscle relaxation, by massage, by meditation, 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 which is nothing more than watching how your mind works, by the way. All right, so there's so much I want to talk about here with fats. I touched on this idea of lipopolysaccharides a couple days ago, these LPSs.
that are responsible for all chronic degenerative diseases. The best way to lower your LPS, lipopolysaccharide level, immune system activator, is with calorie restriction or fasting or intermittent fasting if you just want to do it chronically. This is from the Journal of Neuroinflammation. Intermittent fasting attenuates lipopolysaccharide-induced neuroinflammation and memory impairment. I have said this for decades, and now people are listening, but when I started saying this, people would say, that's silly. Alzheimer's disease, dementia, memory problems, cognitive issues, they're not Prevagen deficiencies. They're signs of neuroinflammation in the brain, secondary to stuff that's getting in the blood, i.e. lipopolysaccharides, LPSs, little fragments of bacteria, little pieces, the membranes of bacteria that have been partially digested sometimes. Sometimes the whole bacteria has gotten into the bloodstream through a leaky gut. Leaky gut. They call it leaky gut syndrome. And syndrome, by definition, means a bunch of things that happen all together. Like metabolic syndrome is fatty liver disease and hypertension and cardiovascular disease and, you know, neuropathies and obesity. It's like a syndrome is, it covers a whole bunch of health issues. Leaky gut syndrome has a bunch of health issues too. And you know what those health issues are? Everything. The health issues that are associated with leaky gut syndrome are everything and anything that can go wrong in the body. Everything that goes wrong in the body can be tracked to the soil of the body. The soil of the body is the intestine. That's where everything grows from. That's where the bacteria proliferate from, I should say. From the intestine. So working on the intestine is so important. And if you can just know it, you know, you'll know it in the book The Walls Protocol. Dr. Terry Walls talks about curing her MS through fasting and through calorie restriction. She doesn't say exactly why, but this is why. Because of this lipopolysaccharide-induced neuroinflammation. And if you want to know about a horrible, horrible health challenge or disease, Google and do some research on multiple sclerosis. It's awful, and it can be backtracked to LPS. And next time the doctor says, oh, it's in your genes, or you know, if you believe it's in your genes, and that's just how it is, and you just have it, study LPS, study lipopolysaccharides, LPS, and neuroinflammation, nerve inflammation. Also true about mental health issues, LPS and mental health issues for older folks. And Parkinson's, by the way, also. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be back with Brent and Hunter. His website is Brent and Hunter, or brenthunter.tv. And his books are The Rainbow Bridge, The Rainbow Bridge 2, Park Odyssey, The Power of KM. A really interesting quote book, which his partner was kind enough to send me, called Nuggets of Wisdom, which is really, it's something I've wanted to do myself for a long time, is to write down a bunch of quotes. Anyway, we'll talk to Brent Hunter about critical thinking and his book, The Rainbow Bridge and The Power of KM, when we come back from this break on The Bright Side. Don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
If you were hoping for a presidential result this morning, you'll need to wait a little more as several states continue counting ballots. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, North Carolina, and Georgia continue to count Wednesday morning. One thing we have learned this morning, Polls in America are broken, and most projections fell way short or were completely wrong in most predictions. If you look at the nearly $1 billion spent to win seats in the House and Senate, Tuesday was a disaster for the Democrats in D.C. The results remain unofficial, but it looks as if the Senate will remain as a Republican majority and the House Democrats will remain in power, albeit with less dominating numbers. Republican women beat incumbent Democrats for five of the House seats. The wins are in South Carolina, Oklahoma, Florida, New Mexico, and Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
President Trump spoke from the White House shortly after 2 o'clock in the morning, D.C. time.
This is without question the latest news conference I've ever had. I appreciate it very much, and I want to thank the American people for their tremendous support. Millions and millions of people voted for us tonight, and a very sad group of people is trying to disenfranchise that group of people, and we won't stand for it. We will not stand for it. I want to thank the First Lady, my entire family, and Vice President Pence, Mrs. Pence, for being with us all through this. And we were getting ready for a big celebration. We were winning everything, and all of a sudden it was just called off. The results tonight have been phenomenal, and we are getting ready. I mean, literally, we were just all set to get outside and just celebrate something that was so beautiful, so good, such a vote, such a success. The citizens of this country have come out in record numbers. This is a record. There's never been anything like it to support our incredible movement. We won states that we weren't expected to win. Florida, we didn't win it. We won it by a lot.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We are on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up with a search engine for searching various topics or shows you may have missed. We also have an archive page at BrightsideBen.com and also Listen Live link and Listen Live at PharmacistBen.com or CriticalHealthNews.com. You can also check out our blog post, news stories, and lots of good health information on all our websites. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at TruthTreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds, and beautification of the skin. Everything we want from a beauty product is really about healing the skin, and that's why when it comes to skincare, when it comes to taking care of the body, health and beauty go hand in hand. True skincare products are health products, not just skin products, and thus our 1,400 4 and 5 star reviews at truthreviewed.com. You can purchase Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, and our review page is at truthreviewed.com. All right, I'm really, really looking forward to our guest. Brent N. Hunter is a very prolific writer and a sage, a wise man. I spoke to him this morning. It's just blew my mind just talking to him for 5 minutes. We're going to talk about a couple of his books here. One is called The Rainbow Bridge, which is a very, very fascinating idea, a very fascinating concept, and also The Power of KM, Knowledge Management. As you all know, we speak a lot about critical thinking on this program, and I felt like from talking to Brent, he is my brother from another mother, and I appreciate that. Please welcome to The Bright Side, Brent Hunter. Hey, Brent.
Hi, Ben. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so grateful to have you on. So before we even get going, there's so much I want to talk about. You have this unbelievably elegant and very powerful technique, I guess you could say, that you talk about for starting off interviews, meetings, group sessions, etc. Will you share with us and then we'll partake?
Absolutely. And rather than talking about it, I think I'll just do it, and then I think it'll become readily apparent. I call this the 10 seconds of silence practice. And I'd like to offer every one of us right now the opportunity to unite by sharing 10 seconds of silence by reflecting on our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and the importance of equality, inclusion, and fairness. Let the 10 seconds begin now.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, you can feel, when you told me, I really got what you were saying when you told me, and you can feel how things calm down just in 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's pretty profound. I was meditating one day thinking about, sometimes you have to say something really amazing and brilliant in order for people to pay attention and to come together and to unite and to share some kind of peace and harmony with one another. But it occurred to me sometimes the opposite is true, that rather than saying something amazing, sometimes the most important thing is to say absolutely nothing at all. And so in that 10 seconds, we can come together and use this practice for a number of different reasons and different purposes in a couple different ways. So as I was mentioning earlier, I use this practice in the work environment where I work right now. And we do the 10 seconds. We have a lot of things to cover in our meetings. So generally, we just do the 10 seconds of silence. I thank everyone, and then we begin our meeting. However, the 10 seconds of silence practice can also be used in so many different other ways. We can use it in the workplace to begin meetings maybe that are especially sensitive.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, really important topics like that starting out. But we can also use it in our personal lives as well. So a lot of different ways to apply this.
Just with your spouse, just on a date. Instead, like I think that's what grace is actually supposed to be, probably.
Is,
right? Instead of just mouthing, just like trite or memorized statements or something. So we don't have a lot of time, so I want to dive into this idea first and foremost about this knowledge management, which is just, I love the way you say that. I call it critical thinking. I'm not sure if it's exactly the same thing. You can help me with that maybe. But the idea of knowing how we know, or at least working with what we know, because most of us just know what we know and that's it, right? But we never, like, how do I know that? Where did I get that from? Is it really true? I don't know if you ever heard of Byron Katie. Have you ever heard of Byron Katie?
I have, yes. I haven't read her thoroughly, but yeah.
She has a thing called the questions. You ask questions whenever you're feeling something. You say, how do I know that's true? Who am I when I think that's true? What is it possible that that's not true? There's all these questions you have to ask before you form a belief, but we don't do that. And that costs us, don't you think?
Yes, exactly. It's so important. I mean, it's so important that it's almost ridiculous that we even have to talk about it.
Yeah, right.
But it is absolutely important. We do have to think. We're given heads and hearts, both of them, and we have to use both of them. You know, we have this amazing capability of thinking and processing information and knowledge and understanding, like you said, you know, basically using our critical thinking skills to determine whether or not information and knowledge is even accurate, and if it is, what to do with that information and knowledge. So very powerful.
Where does organized religion fall into this? And when I say organized religion, I'm not just talking about the kind of religion that you go to church for. I'm talking about organized religion of the state, organized religion of any authority, organized religion of the medical model, organized religion. There's a lot of, or even organized religion of science, if you know what I'm saying. Where does organization and institutions and status quos, how does that play into this idea of us not having an ability to critically think or us not critically think?
So just to be clear then, Ben, when you say organized religion in these different areas, are, when I hear you say that in different areas, I'm thinking
institutions.
Or yeah. Dogmas?
Is dogmas. Well, they run on dogmas. They require dogmas. I think dogma might be more analogous to the opposite of critical thinking. But the states and these organizations, institutions are maintained by not having us critically think. Dogmas.
Yes. It's so pervasive, right?
That
we need to be thinking about everything that's going on, our personal lives, our you know, organizational lives, our lives as communities, certainly, you know, like the way our governments are structured and decisions that our governments are making at the local, national, and international levels. And you know, at the root of it, as you say, is thinking.
Lack.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem right now is the lack of thinking.
We think we're thinking. We think we believe we're thinking, correct? But we're not actually. We're reacting. We're not really thinking.
Exactly. In many cases, you know, I think a lot of us are thinking, but there are a lot of us that are not thinking. We're just reacting. You know, we're just saying things because we heard somebody else say it.
Yeah.
And it sounded good. It sounded like it was an informed, you know, comment or whatever, so we just repeat it.
Right.
There's a lot of that happening. But, yeah, I think there's a huge need for all of us, really, to step back and to, as you were saying, you know, about Byron Katie, you know, think about what we're thinking about.
Yeah, think about what we're
thinking. And ask ourselves really important questions. Yeah.
And I love how you say the power of can literally change the world, because I 100% believe that. And we'll talk about that when we come back from our break, if that's okay, Brent. And then we'll get in your book, The Rainbow Bridge. Brent N. Hunter, his website, brenthunter.tv. And he's got all kinds of good information and some wonderful books. We'll be back with more of Brent Hunter on the Bright Side right after this.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Brent Hunter, his website, brenthunter.tv. We're talking about The Power of KM. He's got multiple books, The Power of KM, Nuggets of Wisdom. And we'll talk about the Rainbow Bridge here in a second. Hey, something occurred to me real quick, Brent. When you're doing this 10 seconds of silence, is eyes closed or eyes open? Because they have two different kind of effects, I think.
Great question, Ben. It's really either way, whatever people are comfortable with. Generally speaking, in the work environment, I usually have my eyes open because I'm on video and I have a whole lot of people surrounding me, and you know, it's an individual decision.
See, look, if your eyes are open, you'll be more able to navigate the eyes open world as opposed to the eyes closed world. Like, it'll be more powerful in the eyes open world. No.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it just probably works differently for different people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to get into the Rainbow Bridge because it's a super cool book. But just real quick, if we could finish up with The Power of KM. Talk real quickly about your pyramid, the Wisdom Pyramid. I hadn't heard that before. I think that's yours probably.
Sure, the Wisdom Pyramid, it's actually not mine, but it is a very powerful, very important concept in knowledge management, and it basically says that there's this pyramid. It's four layers. At the base of the pyramid is data. Above that layer is information. Above that layer is knowledge. And the top layer in this pyramid, the Wisdom Pyramid, is wisdom. Mm. And so basically, when you put data into context, it becomes information.
Mm-hmm.
And knowledge is understanding that's gained through experience. And wisdom is the art of knowing.
Love it.
The distinction there is between when you understand something with your rational mind and when you mm-hmm. know something to be true.
Mm-hmm. And this art of knowing kind of juxtaposes two separate brain hemispheres. It's like a unification, like art and knowing. In a way, like knowing being knowledge, like science, and art being like right brain. Like you're unifying. There's a unification there, do you think?
Well, I think there certainly could be. When you have that as an intention to unify the knowledge and the wisdom layers like that.
The knowledge and the art. The knowledge and the art. Art being like this elegant, there's no way really to describe art, right? It's totally right brain. But knowledge is like cut and dry. And when you can work with knowledge in an artful way, sort of, that's wisdom, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, maybe the word art is maybe adding some confusion here. Basically, knowledge is understanding, wisdom is knowing.
Knowledge is understanding, wisdom is knowing.
Yeah, and when you, and knowledge is understanding. So when you understand something, it's a mental thing in your head that's happening in your head.
Got
you
it.
Say, ah, 2 + 2, that's 4. I get it. I understand.
Got it.
That's when you mentally, rationally, logically understand something.
Wisdom
is when you know something.
Like in your gut? Like in your body?
Your gut. Yeah, in your gut or in your body. When you
like
know
your name.
It. So, for example,
like you know
like
your
a
name.
Rainbow. Yeah,
like
you know your
brain.
Name. Somebody,
yeah.
Nobody can come along and say, Ben,
yeah.
your name isn't Ben.
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah, yeah.
You know that it is, right? Same
wow.
thing with a rainbow. If you've seen a rainbow before,
you know it.
Then you know that they exist, right? You may not know that it takes a 42-degree angle of refraction
mm-hmm.
and that it needs to be water in the air, and you may
but
not
nobody can tell you it didn't
all those
exist.
Other things. Exactly, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's beautiful. So that takes us into the Rainbow Bridge, which is a really cool idea. And I've heard of the Rainbow Bridge in, like, esoteric, I think Tibetan Buddhism, or there's some kind of Eastern mysticism where they talk about the Rainbow Bridge. So you have an interesting take on the Rainbow Bridge, though, and it involves like esoteric wisdom, but there's a connection between inner peace and world peace there. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure, sure. So the concept, the basic concept behind the Rainbow Bridge is that it is a concept that exists all around the world in different cultures. That it's a bridge to the other side, you know, that it's a bridge to a better world. Many people have heard about the Rainbow Bridge in terms of their pets passing away and the pets are waiting for them on the other side of the Rainbow
oh, wow.
Bridge. You know, there's a lot of different interpretations of the Rainbow Bridge. So the book that I wrote attempts to bring together those multiple interpretations around the world. And what it also does, though, and this is the super important part, is that in the Rainbow Bridge, it illuminates the common ground in the world's major wisdom traditions. And that is super profound, right? So it's not about religion, it's not about dogma, but it's about universal spirituality. It's about spiritual principles. It's about universal principles that apply to every single person. And these universal principles can be used to help us as individuals and as people achieve a sense of inner peace and calmness and tranquility going on inside of our own minds and hearts and physical bodies, no matter what's going on in the world around us. So these universal principles can be used to you know, help bring about a sense of inner peace, but they also can be used to help bring about changes in the world around us, and specifically the concept of creating a bridge to a better world. A bridge to a world that is based on harmony and cooperation and collaboration. And so this book lays out how we can use these universal principles in our own lives, but also how we can use them in the world to create literally a better world, a world that will work for a great many people. And I do have very specific information in the Rainbow Bridge, including a 14-point roadmap or framework for world peace. So I'm really excited about it, and happy to share it with your listeners today.
Is this now you have these 14? I think there's 14. You said,
yes.
14 universal principles. A couple things. First of all, the first one is the golden rule, right? Is it first because it's first, or is it first? Is it? I mean, do we read anything into the order of these principles, or are they all? Is it? They're all equally important.
I think all of the principles are equally important. However, the first and the last principles, what we're talking about now is the principles themselves and not
right.
the roadmap, right? So there
right.
are 60 universal principles. The first one that you just mentioned is the golden rule or the platinum rule, which is, you know, do not do unto others as you would not want done to yourself, right? I do have that listed as the first universal principle because I believe it is so profound. And if people all around the world were to follow that,
mm-hmm.
the whole world would really be a hugely different place. So I do have that listed there. But and the last one is life is a dream. I have that in the
Love
very
it.
End because it's
yeah.
also extremely important and powerful, and it's a concept that's found in all the world's major wisdom traditions. And the important part of the life is a dream concept and the principle is that we can awaken in this
mm-hmm.
lifetime.
Like a dream. Yeah.
In the daytime dream of life. Not just the nighttime, but yes, exactly.
We could be
exactly.
lucidly awake, like lucid waking. Have you heard
exactly.
of this concept? Like lucid
yeah.
waking. Yeah, the dream, I love the dream metaphor. I work with that all the time. That's an amazing, amazing metaphor. And lucid dreaming is an amazing metaphor, too.
Yeah.
You know, it strikes me that there's a relationship between the power KM and your universal principles. They're not, like, separate. Like, KM will take you to the universal principles, won't it?
Thank you. Perfect. Exactly. And the relationship between the Rainbow Bridge and the power of KM is that, so we just talked about the wisdom pyramid, right? So the top of the wisdom pyramid is wisdom. And the Rainbow Bridge is all about wisdom. But not just any wisdom. It's universal wisdom. That's
fundamental.
Every single one of it. Yes, exactly.
It's fundamental. Exactly. It's interesting how when you get right down to the really deeply philosophical roots of all the religions, and not the like the you know the soil of it, rather than the flower or the tree or the or the leaves. When you get to the soil of it, it's all the same soil, no?
Yes, it's very, very much the same. I agree. And you know, it's so easy to find differences in everything. I think what's super important for us to do to in these troubled times is to focus on what's common, to focus on the common ground that exists between all of us. Yeah.
Beautiful metaphor. Okay, so we only have a minute, and this is a crazy time, like you just said. Like, talk to people out there who are just feeling anxious, can't sleep, worried, depressed, grieving. You know, all these horrible emotions, or at least uncomfortable emotions, we'll say, that come up in this time. How can we use just in a nutshell, what can we do?
Well, I think a couple things. One is to just close our eyes and to be silent, right? To just take time every day to sit in silence. It's so important for our own peace of mind and sanity. But the other thing is to understand that from some big picture perspective that everything is happening exactly the way it's supposed to be happening. Mm. Everything is perfect.
Yeah.
Now, we may not understand how or why on earth it could possibly be perfect,
right.
But it doesn't mean it's not perfect.
Right.
And so our task is to find the silver lining. Our task is to focus on the bright side, as you do.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's what we should do, is to focus on the silver lining. And there are many, many silver linings that are happening, especially the most important one right now that I just want to mention is that we are all united. Much more than we can even begin to imagine. We just can't see it yet.
Thank you so much, Brent. That's awesome. Awesome vision. Thank you for what you're bringing to the world. Thank you for your books. Brent and Hunter. BrentHunter.tv. BrentHunter.tv. Thanks, Brent. Hang on the line. I want to say goodbye, okay? That's all the time we have for today. Thank you, Brent. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.